Hi, you're listening to Dark Horse Radio. My name's Alan, and this is show 79. A few months ago, I had an email from Liz, a young student from Vermont. She wanted me to listen to a band called Drag, who she knew, and maybe play something on Dark Horse Radio. Well, I liked what I heard on MySpace, so I suggested to Liz that she should interview Jesse and Ryan, the twin brother songwriters in the band, and we could feature music from their forthcoming album. So just before I get this special edition of Dark Horse Radio underway, I'd just like to remind you that you'll get all of the information about everything that's happening in the show at my website, www.darkhorseradio.com. Okay, now I'm going to hand over to Liz, somewhere in Rutland, Vermont.
All right, so I'm Liz, and I'm here with Jesse and Ryan Lawrence of Drag. I'm in Rutland, Vermont right now, in Ryan's bedroom.
Hi, Liz. Welcome to my bedroom.
Tell me a little bit about your band.
We're basically just, we formed, my brother and I started writing some songs together, and this would be Ryan, by the way. Jesse and I, we started writing some songs together, and we just started looking around town for the few musicians that were available to play some music together. And, we found a bass player very quickly, but looking for the drummer was pretty difficult because, most kids around here really want to play guitar. So finding a drummer was tough. But once it all came together, we were in the band for quite a while before any real havoc started and we had to find new members. But we formed relatively quickly after everything kind of took some shape and the song started.
Nice. So there's just four of you?
Yeah, at any given time, there's four of us. The members have changed slightly, but there's four of us, yeah.
Nice. So how long have you guys, been playing together?
This group of four, about a year and a half.
We've played for a year and a half. My brother and I have been writing songs together for several years. And we had a band for about a year and a half, and then a member left, and then we had to find a new bass player. Our original bass player had moved here. And, he was being in the band for a year and a half, but the band wasn't very close-knit, and it didn't really feel like we were a close group of people. But Randy, the bass player, current bass player, had been great friends with us for a long time. So really, when we did the kind of reassessment as to, what this band was kind of looking to do, and we were looking for our bass player, we decided to keep his, as close as possible as far as friendship goes. I mean, Randy's been a friend of ours for several years and way prior to the band, and Jason, our drummer, and my brother and ourselves used to play when we were kids. So it's good, we're in a band with friends, and you can't ask for anything better than that, because you can be honest with people. The problems seem to dissipate relatively quickly.
So let's talk about some of the songs.
Let's talk about some of the songs.
Let's talk about Rihanna.
I wrote the song this summer, would be 2 years. Sitting in my grandmother's backyard underneath a tree, just started strumming, came out with random melodies. The first thing that popped into my mind was Rihanna, and I have no idea where the name came from.
Yeah, and he'd written the song, and like most of the process kind of works is he'll write the song, I'll give it a listen, see what I think of it, it'll play for me on the acoustic, and then I attempt to kind of come up with the lead guitar parts. Or if a bass line comes in my mind, we'll go into our little home studio and just start laying down ideas. So as far as the instruments that the band plays in a 4-piece setting, a lot of the instruments are stuff that me and the bass player come up with. But as far as the recording goes, my brother did a lot of dubs and he spent a good amount of time on it.
Yeah, I could say actually, I love that song from the opening. I'm not sure what I capo the guitar, but just the opening just kind of bum, everybody just kind of gets together, and it just was kind of in your face, kind of the way it starts, and I after we play that song, I'm just completely comfortable.
Thank you.
So how is it being brothers, twin brothers no less, and working together?
Well, I think we just want to keep off the Good Charlotte train, really. Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, it's, being twin brothers in a band, endless comparisons to Good Charlotte. No, it's great because we have the ability to, you know, call each other out on our bullshit. Like, being brothers means that, you know, I know when he's not writing to his ability, or when his song has a shit title, or, you know, needs a hook. And we call each other shots, and we make each other better. And I wouldn't really have it any other way. Every band needs some form of chemistry. And so you can't get any better chemistry than twin brothers.
Well, luckily, our songwriting influences are generally quite similar. So we tend to come from a relatively close place together that we... So our music that we write is in the same genre and style, but they are quite different in spectrums that to where they still blend.
We like them to complement each other.
Yeah.
And
vocal harmonies too, since we're related, we can also sing and harmonize in a sort of, we would think, a unique way.
So on the topic of influences, what are your big influences?
I would guess my biggest influences would basically be like the Beach Boys, the Beatles,
Ryan Lawrence.
Yeah, drag. a few modern bands, but they tend to play more older type of styles of music, like Oasis or the High Llamas.
As far as influences go, it's all a matter of phases. I mean, some of the music that I dig more than anything really doesn't help me come up with anything worth keeping as far as my own music goes. So it's like our kind of mission statement is to create music that we would purchase. And we have a very, you know, very limited group of bands that we think is worth, you know, $19.99 at your local music shop. And it's like we feel if it's not going to compete with you know, a Beatles song or Beach Boys or anything like, or, you know, Burt Bacharach kind of stuff, it's not worth writing. So it's like, more than anything, our music is sort of like an ode, I would say, to our record collection. But, I mean, these days, a lot of my influence is coming basically like, isn't coming from other bands, because I think we've kind of developed our own sound. A lot of my influences these days are coming from, like, Dick Van Dyke Show, you know, Rob Petrie, and, like, just well-written things, and it transcends music.
All right.
Other songs. Should we speak about those?
Let's Get Away.
Let's Get Away is my vacation kind of song. Last summer, early fall, my brother and I were kind of making this concept record basically upon the same theme, apparently, of the my brother's term of the Dick Van Dyke kind of imaginary place that you could go and your troubles would just kind of fade. And Let's Get Away was kind of my song.
It's just all about escapism. It's like, I'd written a couple tunes that were kind of like, hey man, like where we're at is a great place to write, but it's not really a great place to live. It's beautiful and everything, but I kind of wanted to see more of the world and also like the escapism as far as in your mind too, like putting yourself in a position in which you can, you know, exist peacefully. And, you know, I'd written a couple tunes that were like, hey, let's get out of this place. And my brother's like, that's a great idea. I'm going to write a couple. And we were kind of just like, you know, writing songs about this overall theme. And so we wrote a few, and a few of them got into the band. And I think it allowed us to write differently than we had prior. A lot of the songs prior, you know, were more straightforward rock and roll songs, but we got a chance to overdub. We bought ourselves an inexpensive Yamaha keyboard and just started layering.
Something feeling fine today, yeah. alright. There's more than one way to pass the time we've made. To get away, as always, as always, to where you're going. Let's get away. The sun is one with the tide, it waves as it goes by. I'm well aware into where you're going. I'll meet you there if invites are open. It's good to know the things that you're knowing.
You guys have a MySpace.
Well, I'll pass that one over, my brother.
www.myspace/dragvt.
All right. How helpful is that for you at this point?
The MySpace has actually been very, very, very helpful. It's a good reference. Instead of, you know, spending $100 on playing CDs, we can just refer people to the MySpace. And it's been really helpful. Feedback that people have given us. Let's know whether we're on the right track or the wrong track. I mean, you can never really take any of it to heart, because really it only matters what you think about the songs yourself, or what the band thinks, or your brother thinks. But the MySpace has been invaluable. I'm hoping that the band can make enough money for me to buy a computer so I can actually have a part in it, because with writing some of the songs, singing some of the songs, mixing some of the songs, I don't have any input with any of the people that have any feedback on there. But our drummer does a good job, and he's a nice person, so it's probably best that he does it, I think. Because he's a really sweet, like, you know, blonde-headed guy with blue eyes, and I think they're blue. I don't look into them too much, but he does a really good job, and the MySpace has been great. It's landed us gigs, it's gotten us some relative exposure. It's been very, very, very helpful.
Very nice. So you're working on a CD right now, an album?
We are, another one, yeah. The winters in Vermont are brutal, and it's really the only way to pass the time. Like, yeah, we're currently working on one. It's, we can be friends and, take the weekend off. Hopefully anyone who likes the music Alan's playing will hear We Can Be Friends. That'll be on the album.
How many songs of yours are in this?
I think that's one.
Oh, yeah. Take the Weekend Off.
The Weekend Off was actually the first song that I had written for this album that my brother and I were working on. The same idea with escapism. And, you know, I was feeling at the time very bombarded with bills and, you know, people calling me relentlessly to just say hello. And it's just, I was getting kind of, at the time, I was getting really frustrated with having to, you know, to talk about myself or have to listen to other people talking about themselves and just all the, how's the weather? How's your day kind of stuff. And I was just really getting frustrated with it. And, you know, for a moment I was just like, I just wish that I could take the weekend and just go somewhere. And I just kind of went with the idea. And I was listening to, you know, quite a bit of, you know, mid-60s pop music, a lot of Beach Boys, a lot of Burt Bacharach, and kind of just came up with a melody. And was, you know, trying to write a song about that idea.
It's definitely one of my favorites on that album.
That's mine too.
Like another cigarette, let me cancel all my appointments and cut off the fun. I think I'd like to forget. I think I'd like to take the weekend off. Let me call back later or something, 'cause I'm too tired. Talk about it, and if you're under distress, then we can tie up the end. Let's take the weekend about it, and if you're under distress, then we can tie up the end. I think I like to forget. I think I like a drink to calm my nerves. Let me cancel all my appointments and cut off.
Say for tomorrow.
And we can talk about this one together.
Yeah, that,
yeah. We had a fun time writing this. I originally came up with the vague verse melody, a completely alternate chorus. But the good thing about having a brother in the band too is that he, like he said, he will call me out on things that just aren't best for the song. He's, you know, he wasn't afraid to say, you know, you could do completely better on the chorus. We spent an evening or two writing the lyrics in the living room.
Yeah, well, we started writing a lot of lyrics in the living room, but and I'd come up with a couple of the opening lines, but it really wasn't until we had this this devastating like windstorm in the town in Rutland where we live, and you know, everything was closed, trees everywhere, houses demolished, and we were kind of driving around looking at the wreckage. And he was working on Don't Wait Today for Tomorrow. We kind of sat down the night prior and came up with some lyrics. And I was just like, we got nothing else to do. There's a complete apocalyptic view outside.
Shed was gone.
The shed was gone. Yeah, the shed in my backyard was gone. And we, you know, we drove around and we finished it up. And he, you know, he had a good portion of the song started. And I, you know, I hacked off what I consider crap. And I suggested a tempo change. And a breakdown. So him and I, you know, collectively had kind of completely co-written that song. So it's, yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites. One of my favorites to play in the band. It's one of my favorites to listen to.
back off to live in. Don't wait. Pick up on the sound waves. You'll give what you get in return. A vibration in. When tomorrow comes, it comes and comes. When tomorrow comes, it comes and comes.
For drag,
I would say our universal goal is to, you know, to write the catchiest songs ever written known to man.
Right. You're doing a really good job with that.
To be able to expose your fan, able to expose them to as many people that are interested. You know, our ambitions at the moment is just to be a very tight live group and get as much exposure as possible. And
I guess as the two of us in this band, we can only speak for our half, but you know. When it comes down to it, we are a very tight four-piece group of musicians, and
we're good friends.
We're best friends. We've known each other, for a very long time.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Our music will be available online soon. All that stuff will be on the MySpace.
So if anyone's interested,
check out the MySpace. Which is the address?
www.myspace.com www.myspace.com/dragvt.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's it. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a good time.
Liz, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for conducting the interview. And I hope everyone enjoys the tunes.
Yeah, thanks, Alan, and all the Dark Horse listeners. We definitely appreciate this opportunity to be on the radio. Hope you dig the music.
Hey. exotic on the face. Have you seen the sun come on this way to make a call that coil needs a change? Brought into the sea, I can't wait. Let's get high and let's forget our names and go away. We can sit down, so let's make friends for you. We could be friends for you.
Okay, I'd just like to say thanks to Liz for being brave enough to do the interview, and thanks to Jesse and Ryan for being brave enough to be interviewed. If you like the music that you've been listening to, get in touch with the band via their MySpace and let them know. You'll find the links on my website, www.darkhorseradio.com. Thanks for listening. Do come back in about a week's time for show number 80, and tell your friends about Dark Horse Radio too. In the meanwhile, take care, and bye for now.
I'm not inclined to believe in what you say. Let's get high and let's forget our names and go. We can sit down, so let's make friends for the world. We can be friends for the world.
I think we should ask by the time we ask some questions. How did you feel with the interview?
I don't know.
You were nervous at first.
I was very nervous.
It was good. CD of the moment.
CD of the moment. Ooh. Well, thanks to Alan, I've been listening to a lot of Ocean Color Scene.
Okay. Ocean Color Scene. Wow. I had a face where I kind of like them. At least one album, a couple songs anyway.
He put together like a retrospective for me and sent it to me.
I didn't know they had enough songs for a retrospective. I thought they had like two or three albums.
I've been listening to a lot of George Harrison. A lot of drag, right. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, though, I play you guys all the time.
That's like, great. Thank you.
No problem.
What have you been listening to, Jesse?
I've just been listening to a lot of Brian Wilson's Smile and some Dr. Dog now and then. But primarily, my album of the moment is Smile, whether it's the bootlegged version or the Brian Wilson new Smile.
So, and basically, for me, it's Burt Bacharach Gold, Stereophonics. You gotta get there. You gotta go there to come. We gotta get there to come back. Is that the name of it? I don't know. I'm too wrapped up in listening to the album. It's in the car. This is another title. Some great songs. Climbing the Wall. Yeah, it's great.
Oh,
and some what? John Lennon.
T-Rex.
Any time of the day.
T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been listening to T-Rex a lot since you mentioned it the other day.
If anybody could hook me up with T-Rex live at the Beeb, that'd be sweet. That'd be awesome.
Would you say you heart bowling?
I would wear an I Heart Ballin shirt. Yeah. I would.